something went on here, something went on there. And
this time on TNT,
the party line is open.
We have some great 86 jams.
And the return of the Mark Knopfler Show, Walks of Life. That's all coming up right now on TNT.
Song always gets me going when I listen to it. I'll never tire of it. Anyway, let's hear a little bit of this. I love it. Such a great song. Anyway, this is Eddie Duane, and this is Word Up, where you call in and just give me the word, because it's Word Up. Anyway, give us a call at 1-800-WORD-UP, UPPE. We got a call right here, actually. This is Gary from Richmond Hill. Hello.
Hey. Hi.
Hey, what's the word?
Oh, well, just let me start by saying, listen to your show all the time. Love it. I'm just happy to hear myself on it, you know?
Word up.
Word up. I don't know if this qualifies, but I just wanted to say my cousin Amanda is graduating from Cadets next Tuesday, and that's the word up.
That's worth a word. I mean, that's a, hold on. Here we go. Right?
Yeah.
Good job on the Cadets.
Yeah, I'll tell
not
her.
Easy.
I don't know if she listens, but I thought I'd just call in and say congratulations, because it's a, you know, it's a big deal, you know.
Oh yeah, I bet you she can make a bed, eh? In the morning, just tip top, right?
Yeah, yeah, crispy corners. That's I guess that's what they teach them to do. Anyway, yeah.
Well, I'd like to teach to be able to make a bed that tight. You know, how do you do it? Just so
well,
everything
that's
just
thing
looks
of it.
Like it's
I don't
actually.
Know.
It's almost like it's shrink-wrapped, you know what I mean? I mean, it's just, how do you do that? How do you make it so tight?
I feel like we've given how interesting it is enough time.
All right.
Oh, there's
well, I'll let you go.
My dog's barking. There's someone at the door. So anyway, word up.
Okay. All right, word up. Okay, let's hear a little more here. I mean, it doesn't have to be great, but it just has to be something that's going on. Give us a call, 1-800-WORD-UP, UPPE. And, well, we got another call here from, says, the dog man. The dog man?
Yeah.
In Kitchener?
No, sorry, it's me. You just talked to me about my cousin Amanda. I'm still on. I guess it wouldn't hang up.
Oh, my producer said there's a dog man or something.
Oh, let me hang up. Maybe that's, anyway, word up.
Word up. Okay, let's get another caller on the line in there. Hey.
Hey.
What's the word? Word up. 1-800-WORD-UP. Give me a call. Eddie Duane, my show. Okay, we're going to go to the line here. We have Rick
yeah.
From Orono.
Yeah, I'm the dog man.
Hey, wow, so there is an actual dog man. Okay.
Yeah, we probably hear the dog in the background here.
Hey, Rick, what's the word?
Well, it's actually my dog, Becky. It's her third birthday today. So we just we went out for a romantic dinner and came home to have our cake here. And, you know, we'll probably turn in early.
You and your dog there?
Yeah.
And I'm just a little curious.
Jesus,
hold
guy,
on.
Let's, who do you love? How would you like it?
No, I just let's listen just for the party. I mean, congratulations on the birthday.
I think that's what you meant to say the first time. Thank you.
Yeah, no, I but I do have a question as to what a romantic
really?
Evening
really?
Would
in
entail.
2021? Just... Really? We're still doing this in 2021?
Well, I mean, in terms of how animals can't really communicate the same level of, as humans,
okay.
I just wanted to know.
Here we go. This guy.
What's happening?
What? Can I wait?
Okay.
Can I,
you know what?
Can I ask you
Actually,
a question? Let me ask you a question. What? Where?
We're gonna get. We're gonna
how
get,
do you?
If we don't get this guy off
you,
the line. We're gonna get real.
Why
trouble.
Do I? How do? What? How is it that you?
I gotta
are
let.
Able
I
to
gotta
ask
let you go. I'm sorry. I got a dog man. Can you turn off the thing here? Can you drop the dog man, please? We really.
Hello?
Holy moly. Okay, hold on. Let's get word up.
What? Why do you get to say?
How come he's still on the phone here?
No,
we need to get him.
Answer me that.
Drop him.
What?
Okay. 1-800, are you there?
Yes, I sure am.
Oh, hey, how are you? This is Rhonda from Whitevale, Ontario.
Hi, I'm great. How are you?
What's the word in Whitevale this evening?
I'm nervous even saying it out loud, because hearing my voice, I don't like the sound of my voice, but I do have a word.
Turn your radio down a little bit there, Rhonda.
Oh,
sorry,
okay.
There's a bit of an... yeah, that's right. Why you can hear
Hello?
Your own voice twice.
Hello? Sorry.
Yes.
Hello?
Oh, yeah.
Hi.
Yeah.
Hello? Hello? Okay.
Yeah, we're good. We're hot. We're running.
I do have a word that I would like to share. It's a milestone. It's not a traditional one.
Okay.
I'm in a new relationship.
What's that? That's not new at all, Rhonda. That's fantastic.
No, I'm in a new relationship with someone that I love very much.
Well, great. Here we go.
No, you didn't let me finish.
What's that?
You didn't let me finish.
Okay, someone that you love, you're in a new relationship with, ..
Yeah. Well, there are actually two people that I'm in love with. One is myself, for the first time in my adult life. Didn't see that one coming.
Okay.
That swept me off my own feet. And instead of putting energy out into the world trying to find other people to love, I decided to love myself. And you know what? It's great. But it's because of the second person that I'm in love with, your wife. When we found out you were both cheating on us. No, you were cheating on us both.
What?
We started to compare notes and we found out that not only do you have a type, but
Hold
we
on
have a
now.
Lot in common.
Who are we talking about here?
Oh, what's your wife's name?
My
Have you
wife?
Forgotten that? Because I know you forgot you were married.
Are you talking about my wife, Marky?
How many wives do you have? I don't know. Let's talk about that, because maybe it's a whole
I've never once strayed from Marky in my whole life, ever
Marky.
Since we were high school sweethearts. We met at the bowling alley and we would go to the Tasty Freeze every day.
I have a text
and,
from you that
never
called me your
strayed.
Sweat heart, and I wasn't sure if it was a typo or that was sexting, but irregardlessly.
Jesus, Daryl, what do you got doing on the phones tonight? You're killing me over here.
Well, I'm off because I have a date with someone very important to me, and that is the word.
Well, a lot of... storytelling happening on the lines tonight. As they say, that's fake news, people. Always had a great relationship with Marky. Never, I mean, she actually came up with the idea of the Word Up show, so. Anyway, cheers, Marky. I know you'll be listening. And let's get back to the lines here in reality. And maybe we can get some real word on the street. 1-800-WORD-UP with two P's and an E. Okay. We have another caller here. It's, Granold from Renfrew, Ontario. How you doing, Granold?
I actually just used that as a cover. It's me, Marky, your high school sweetheart.
Oh.
Yeah.
You mean my wife?
Yeah,
So that's it. I'm just going to get canceled right here on the air tonight.
Yeah. Yeah, you are. And you know what else you do? You deserve
it. Thanks, Daryl. Thanks for really lighting up the lines tonight. You really got me a good run tonight.
Well, I guess you should have thought about that when you made poor decisions.
I'm opening an email to my boss right now here, everybody, folks. Marky, you might as well just let's call it as it is. 50-50. You're great. But let's just take everything in half and let's get 50-50, it done. 50-50,
those are the chances that I'm going to kill you. But I'm going to be taking a lot more than 50, and I think you deserve that.
Mentioned it. Mentioned it on the air. So
I'm going to buy a condo in Teo Coco like I always wanted and like you never wanted me to. And I'm going to live out loud. I'm going to lean in. I'm going to show up for myself. I'm going to show up and I'm going to lean in.
I'd like to announce my new relationship with Coco that I met at the
Coco?
Crossovers. Yes?
Who's Coco?
She's my new girlfriend that I've been seeing for the last 6 months that I met her at the, nice place outside of town, the dancer bar.
So there are three of us?
Yes, but Coco is who I'm staying with.
Well, that is the word up.
Up. So let's get some music for it. Life goes
on,
everybody.
That song just brings out the grease in people. That song is so greasy.
He's just trying to do a call out, showing his whole life falls down around him in three calls.
Hey, what's the good news in your neighborhood? You know what isn't good? Yeah, he got blown up on the radio. Do you ever listen to Ryan's Roses?
Is that a podcast?
No, it's a segment on Ryan Seacrest's radio show.
I've heard about it, right? Yeah. And that one time he really blew somebody up on... Or does he blow people up all the time? Is that how it works?
Yeah, he blows people up. But most of the time, it's like the person that they're trying to catch cheating is like, no, man, I was working to make extra money to buy something for your birthday. And then Ryan still barges in and is like, well, hey, man, she thought you were cheating. Why do you think that is? Like still tries to kind of salvage the segment, even if it goes sideways. If you don't know what it is, the idea is very simple. If you suspect
he's been doing
your spouse,
it for a long time, right?
Yeah. You suspect your spouse is stepping out, you call Ryan, and they call your spouse and offer them a free dozen roses, and they just have to say who they're for. So if they say they're for the spouse, then you're like, all right, everything's on the up and up. But if they're like, let's send them to Marcy, and on the card I'd like to say, snack it up, flip it, rub it down, then the jilted spouse is also on the line, and they're like, who's Marcy?
How does that not cause like a lawsuit every other episode?
I can't imagine. I think there's some loophole because they get the the person who's been jilted, to say on the radio, my name is Corby and you have my permission to call Marcy at her place of business. So it's like a verbal waiver. But why the person answering the phone is okay with it being on the air? I mean, they're usually not okay, but why it's
exactly
legal,
that's
I don't
the other
know.
Thing. The only thing that, like, all of a sudden you get a call and your life is, like, completely upside down.
Yeah.
And it's on the radio and everyone's having a laugh. Like, yeah. I would call a lawyer right away.
Everyone's having a good-natured chuckle. Thing.
Especially if I hear fucking Ryan Seacrest laughing in the back. Like, we're sorry there. With the big, all-awake voice, like, talking super fast. Forget it. I am calling the cops first.
That's what he does. He wades into the fray and tries to stir up some trouble. Especially, like I said, if
Thanks
there
a
isn't
lot,
trouble.
Ryan.
But
you
it's interesting.
My life, Ryan, that's great.
It's interesting watching people go from, what? No, I swear, I'm not, to, wait a sec. You thought I was and you called Ryan Seacrest? What's wrong with
I
you?
Know. Well. We're all that's the thing, I guess. But I just can't believe they can find like all these people on the reg. Sure, I got one.
Well, they started using his co-host who is a female, calls. So she says, like, I'm calling from Rainbows Flowers Inc. We're doing a promotion in your neighborhood. But why anyone at this point, because it's been on for a long time, isn't like, hold up, I know what you're doing, not a chance.
Yeah.
Maybe they do. Maybe they throw some of those out.
Yeah, no, it must be some kind of like help button.
Yeah.
But I guess not. That would just be to be like your whole life turned upside down on the air with something.
Do you know what one guy was doing? One guy was like, she's like, I found a receipt for a hotel room. And he's like, can I be honest? I'm so tired that once a month I rent a hotel room and have a nap for the afternoon.
Okay. I mean, that sounds pretty pathetic, though.
Yeah.
Right?
But she's like, well, why wouldn't you just nap at home? And he's like, because I can never have a moment's peace and quiet at home. Like, still a challenge, but... yeah, not the way she thought it was.
Cut to the place, isn't it? Yeah. That's classic.
Although some days, if you're telling the truth, the idea of, like, a big high-end duvet and total darkness and 2 hours of sleeping, that does sound appealing.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that I feel like I wish I had a hotel room to nap in. I could nap at our house, no problem. But I get where the dude's coming from.
Sounds like he's covering up the action.
There was some way they proved he wasn't, and I can't remember now.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, he actually was just having a nap? Like,
yeah.
Why wouldn't you just be, hey, I'm renting the room to have a nap? Like, why do you have to keep it on the DL?
Exactly.
For all the reason more to say, yo, I'm just getting some place to sleep.
On the low. How was Halloween in your neck of the woods?
In the new hood, it was great. It was fantastic. The lots of candy. And everybody was into it. That was good. It was nice and festive. There's like even like people like a guy dressed up as a zombie walking down the streets. That was kind of cool. Like, you know, not trick or treating, just for vibe.
Really?
Yeah.
Like an adult doing it?
Yeah. Just like someone who's into it enough to, you know, walk around the block as a zombie and growling.
I dig that.
That's kind of cool.
I dig that commitment.
Yeah. At the beginning, I was a little, wait a second, that guy's not trick-or-treating. I was like, oh, no, he just didn't do it. That's cool. Adding some vibe.
My father-in-law said that they used to put a mask on and just go walk into someone's house and sit down at the kitchen table for a drink. And the owner of the house would have to guess who you were. Like,
well,
kind of based on
them, yeah.
Yeah, but he would do that at people's houses he didn't know.
Oh my god.
Which I don't think he'd probably get away with
off
today.
And their scream.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, at that point you're still, it's not like he's in the center of Toronto.
Right.
Like, it's probably a small enough place that it's like I might not know your face, but I know who you are kinda. Or at least where you're from enough
or
enough
your boots.
People around you. Yeah, I know those boots.
Well, I swear, when I'm driving Shug to school,
nice,
I know the people ahead of me, like I know where they're going to turn based on their vehicle. Like, you're going to Title Tractor, you're going to the junior high, you're going to get on the highway, because I know their vehicles. Small town living, bud.
How was your Halloween-y?
Sheets and sheets of rain.
That sucks.
It does suck, because Saturday was beautiful and Monday was beautiful, but for whatever reason, Sunday night was like a total gale, wind and rain and cold, like cold November rain.
Cold rain.
Yeah, it was intense. So it was one of those, like, you know what, this is not fun, let's just bail, kind of Halloweens.
Halloween, just a shelfer. A Halloween for the shelf.
But we left our honesty bucket on the step, and last year we had a dump and run. Like, just dumped everything in the bag and ran. And this year they only took a couple.
This year we had the dump and run early in the night.
You did?
Punk teenage. Yeah, we had the Like, the whole house was lit up and everything, and we were, someone was, like, I think either Lisa was home or I was home, because we both were running around, and I took Annalise and her friend around. But, yeah, like, 7:10 at night, some punks did the full-on dump. And we should have put a small amount at a time, because if they did it, then they only got a little bit. But we put everything in there, like 2-3 boxes of stuff. To the point where Lisa had to go out and get more.
Oh, man.
So she went out to buy more candy, yeah.
No.
Because it was so early. It was so early. It just had really started, and it was just a greasy move. And then we were made sure we were there from then on, so there weren't any more stealing.
So you had everything out, and they greased you.
Yeah, like a big bowl, deep bowl.
Dirty grease bowlers.
I think I remember seeing them running, and I was like, wait a second, those kids' bags are full already.
Do you have a camera?
Not yet, because that's like the last thing we've done. Cameras, just because there's still stuff to do inside. But whatever, you know, it's not that big a deal.
No. It's such teenage boy stuff, right?
It is classic teenage stuff.
Jordy, it's the worst. Do it, take it. They're not gonna know.
No, they just do it anyway. They're just doing it anyway. Sometimes they just think it's like that's part of the thing. Oh, it's Halloween, so that means we can just take stuff too.
Well, exactly, Jeremy. Does he? By the way, I was at a grocery store in town yesterday, and there was a cart corraler gentleman was chatting me up about a couple of the shows that I've worked on. And when I said, "What's your name?" he said, "Micah." And I remember we haven't heard from Micah in a long time. Remember the guy who had all the questions for you, Jeremy?
Yeah,
Micah.
That guy. Remember, he's just as annoying still.
When you hear the voice, it brings hairs up on the back of your neck, right, Jeremy?
It really does.
Like that, yeah. You're in a group of people, and everyone's like, "All right, we'll go in two cars. I'll go with Jeremy."
Oh man. Yeah.
You must have had those dudes over the years, little gear pigeons.
Yeah, that's oh man. Yeah, the ones that are like happy to announce their affection for you publicly after meeting you for 2 seconds.
Yeah.
I'll go with my friend, my new friend.
I'll go with my friend Jeremy, right, new friend?
Oh my.
Right, best friend?
Yeah. I like this guy right away. Talk, and then it's all
well, I like this said. Guy.
Here comes the Barbara Walters 20 questions,
right? Well, I like this guy.
Instant, nonstop.
Hey, Jeremy, when and where were you happiest? Like, not even throwing softballs at you, just going for it.
Oh, for sure. Give me some ups and downs.
Did the boss dress up?
John didn't go out. He wasn't feeling it. So he's over it, I guess. Jack definitely was out there with his friends. And Jack had minimal costume, just like a mask and a head thing.
Like, what is the
he's
shortest?
He's at minimal costumes. Yeah.
Shortest road to candy.
And then running from house to house with a pillowcase. And then Annalise was, what she said, sad vampire, but not sad as in like depressed. Sad because she has a crappy 9-to-5 job, and it's like everything that happens is boring in her life.
Have you ever in your life wished you had a 9-to-5 job?
No, not at all. Like, what do you mean?
Well, I guess
I know that if I had unless I liked. Really liked what I was doing. I just 9-to-5 sounds like it's like you're working something different. Like it sounds more corporate, where it's like you're in and it's you're in the line of work, the idea of what work is. I don't know. Because when I think 9 to 5, I think of my dad working at Sears every day. You know what I mean? Early in the morning, gone all day, coming home. And it's just, I don't know. I think I've just been lucky to do what I follow, what I love to do the most. So, and that's kind of a little bit of everything. So, I don't know. What about you? I'm sure you're not a big fan of like all of a sudden firing it up at 9 to 5.
No, but I've at times in my life when my next gig would be uncertain, or you think like, oh man, pension, that would be nice, or a job with benefits. Like that's the trade-off. Like something kind of secure versus the uncertainty. And there are times when the uncertainty gets old, for sure. It less so in recent years, but when I was starting out, for sure. And so that's always the other side of the fence, like something more serious and stable. And I think I do have skills that I could apply in a more conservative environment. But when I really play it out, I mean, even the idea of a really long-term acting gig, I think about this like with performers who make it to Broadway and then they're doing The Lion King for 8 years. I think I would be about a week in and suddenly think, oh my gosh, what have I done? I feel really suffocated.
No, that's what I'm talking about. It's not the fact that like I'd be afraid to fire it up behind the counter at A&W 9 to 5. It's more the after, no matter what job you're starting about a month or two in, it's that the click of every single day being so similar that's when it starts getting tough.
Yeah. Like even if we were to have a morning radio gig, for example, it would be really fun. Yeah. And I'm confident we could, be pretty good at it and have fun doing it. But what do you mean I get 2 weeks off a year? I guess by never knowing what's coming next, it allows me flexibility in terms of being able to travel or pick the girls up from school or whatever.
Yeah. Well, that's everything that is having to the ability to control your schedule to some degree, you know. That's the key to being happy to work hard at other things that aren't typical, because I'm, you know, some people would be afraid of the great unknown and the possibilities of everything. Like that can be as daunting as, firing heads of lettuce around for 8 hours a day at Sobeys.
Which if you love it, it's fine. For me, the only type of luxury I care about is flexibility. I don't want for any material items in life. I just want to be able to say yes to the things I want to do and no to the things I don't.
Yeah.
That's what gets me and really fired up.
I think there's certain things that I don't have a problem doing. Like solitary things I think I'm better at than like greeting you at Staples and bringing you to see some copiers. You imagine me doing that? Standing at the front.
Copiers.
Would you like to see this model?
So, sorry, can you walk me through what makes this Canon for $129 better than this Canon for $119?
Yeah. You could get this one. But I mean, this one has all that has, and it's only $200 less.
I'm going to tell you something. I just bought a copier at Staples and had the best guy ever who explained to
me,
basically, like, there's nothing better than encountering someone who is happy in and good at their job, no matter what the job is.
Sure.
So this guy.
And that would be hard for me to sell copiers.
Yeah, for me too, because it doesn't interest me much. But this guy was like, basically, there's one for $100 and there's one for $200. The reason this one is $200, despite the fact that they look very similar on the surface, is because the $100 one is going to need $100 worth of ink cartridges before the $200 one is. So if you don't want to come back here and buy more ink cartridges in the meantime, buy the $200 one. But realistically, if you're not going to make that many copies that you'll run out of ink, the $100 one is fine. I like clear, concise, knowledgeable. Yeah, that was his thing. Here's the downside. If you're not going to use your printer much, the ink can kind of dry out. So he's like, if you don't use it for a month, just print a test page or something so that the ink stays moist. Like, man, you know everything about printers, and I love that about you.
I know enough that my knowledge of printers is just that we've got a laser printer just because it's cheaper in the long run for ink, right?
See, there you go.
Because you're using toner.
Cheaper in the long run for ink.
It's not as expensive. Yeah, because ink in the end will get you every time, no matter what.
That's the thing about ink.
That's when you... Well, I believe one thing that's true about it is it's the most expensive liquid on the planet.
Ink.
Yes.
Go away.
Yep. For what it is and its size and the matter of it. And that 3M owns it and it's a complete monopoly to how much it costs.
No way. There you go. See?
Oh, yeah. That's a whole other one.
If people say this podcast isn't educational, there you go. Ink is the most expensive liquid on the planet.
Got to be, if it's not that, I mean, because you don't see bottles of whiskey that small.
No, you sure don't. Take a break, bud.
Hey, take a break. Hey, this is Theodore. I'm 5'6", glasses, brown hair. I'll face it. I like the color brown. I don't like to do much, but I like love songs. If you ever want to hit me up, give me a call. My box number is 256.
Box number.
Your turn.
Okay.
Here it comes.
Hi there, my name's Henry. Are you just like sick of games? Every time I meet a new someone that I think is maybe that special someone, it's just games, games, games. It's like Rubik's Cubes and like little fixed links and like, well, that's not what it was called. The Missing Link and like, I don't know, kangaroo sneakers that don't zip. I'm looking to meet someone who likes me for me. I have red curly hair, I'm 5'4", and my best friend Theo and I like to bomb around in our, what were they called? Our Hyundai Pony? Anyway, if you're looking to have a good time, hit me up on my box number, 2118. That was terrible.
Hey guys, girls, I'm here. When I'm not at my rehearsal space practicing drums, I'm usually ordering some, you know, takeout and bagging chicks in between playing drums. So anyway, call me up, box number 167, anytime.
That guy probably get a lot of calls, though. That's the weird thing. Keep going. What do all these songs have in common? Because I feel like this is...
1986.
Wow.
So it reminds me, back there was those like party lines where you call in and it was different people with their little like spiel about themselves, and then you like hit me up and they'd have like music playing in the background, right? Every time.
So what were these? Like, where were they?
Well, it was like those, you know, party line, like in, you know, on Now magazines or every, like, the late night call. Like, the call, it wasn't like the sex line. There was, like, sex lines, but then there was, like, party lines where it was, like, just people want to, you know, hang out and party. And it was just, like, you know, mailboxes of people that were like, hey, this is Greg, I like this.
So do you think people met, like, this was online dating before the internet?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure. Well, I'm probably like maybe one out of 500 people met on them. But yeah, that was, it was an actual thing. I remember it for sure. But yeah, that was the era of it. Mid 80s, like phone lines of just like, are you bored? Just come on, call the party up.
We've talked about David Bronstein, the Prince of Love, live, one-on-one, confidential and discreet before. Yeah. But this was before that, right?
Well, this was around the same thing. It was just all branches of, like, because they had, like, dating services in that same regard, I'm sure. Like, you would, whatever, if you'd subscribe to or whatever.
Well, did you ever watch Love Connection?
Yeah, same thing. Like, those, they would pitch packs themselves. Yeah. That works, too. But this is just kind of funny how it's audio only, what, and you, you know, pick these songs to give it a glimpse into your personality.
Okay, hit me. I'm going to try another one.
Do you want
the first one sucked. Yeah, I want a mulligan.
Yeah, whatever. You know, they're not all home
We're
runs.
We're just getting loose here.
Here's one for you.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. So it's worth it here. I didn't know it had... this is an expanded edition here.
By the way, we both hit the post without even trying to.
Yeah, but you got it now.
Okay, here we go. Hi there. For those about to rock, my name is Alexander. I like Ronald Reagan, Genesis, and Back to the Future movies, but not the second one. It was kind of lame. If you want to hang out, hit me up on my box at 1-002. Bye. That felt better.
Okay.
Hey, how's it going? My name's Brian, and, you know, I like to go out a lot, and, you know, just, I'm that guy that likes to be there, and the last guy asleep and the first guy up, you know? So, you know, I like to go out and wear really bright colors, and, like, I like to rave. And, you know, just give me a call if you want to stay up a lot, like in a few days in a row even.
Rave? Is that a thing?
Raves, like, you know, all night DJs.
Was that a thing in the 80s?
Yeah, in the clubs, if you really are into blow.
If you're, like, into, like, the all night drinking places that would have like guys playing music, sure.
The like, you know, like the underground.
Frankie Goes to Hollywood, the like 55-minute version.
What was Frankie's deal? He was on the Gap, right?
I don't know what they were on, but that song was massive culturally as well as like just in clubs and DJ mixes that started in like the early 80s of extensions of songs that would go on for like forever.
What do you mean? Just so they could relax?
Relax? No, like dance versions. More like beats and stuff.
But do you mean Frankie Goes to Hollywood?
Yeah. Yeah. That song. There's like an extended version of that that's super long. But I can imagine that this is going on for like 6 hours at a party where everyone's just on the gack.
How many times could you listen to Relax in a row before you're like, all right, come on.
Well, I think you kind of have to be on the on some kind of stimulant if you're listening to that stuff for 6 hours or more than the song on the radio.
Okay, here's a verse in Relax.
I'm no instructor on the gear. I don't know.
On the gear. Do you know where I can get in the gear?
Whose turn is it?
This is a verse from Relax, Don't Do It. Shoot it in the right direction. Make making it your intention. Live those dreams. Scheme those schemes. gotta hit me, hit me, hit me with those laser beams, laser beam.
That's it.
I didn't realize he's Frankie, if that's his name, is wearing a leather tank top in the video.
Yeah, man, they used to get right into things.
And one of those, oh, is that, that's the tell?
I got the new jam here. Hey, this is Gary over here. I got an apartment downtown. I finally moved out of my parents' basement. I'm ready to party. Hit me up on box 2677.
What song is that?
Take me home tonight. Take me home tonight. Classic Eddie Money.
86. I remember 86.
86.
I was probably in the summer between junior high and high school.
How about this one? When the going gets tough,
the tough get going. Billy Ocean.
Yeah.
Let's see how fast I can guess the 1986 jam, because these probably all played at my junior high prom.
This is the extended version, too. Listen to this. Now we're cooking. The keyboard bent bass.
I like Billy Ocean.
I can get down with this. But hold up, we also this too, though.
You got something to say.
you gotta do the Mark Knopfler show just for old time's sake.
Hey. It's the Mark Knopfler show. Hey. Today we're going to be talking to people from all different walks of life. Hey. We're going to meet someone who shorns sheep on the Isle of Skye. Hey. And someone who down in Penzance who makes Cornish pasty. We're going to have some clotted cream. Hey. We're going to meet the inventor of the Rubik's Cube. Hey. It's basically Wayne Rothstein's on the road again. Mark Knopfler hosting walks of life about people doing everyday jobs in the UK. Oh, that's a great show.
I was into it. I was down. I was like, this is the best show ever.
That we should do that show, and you're a guest on the show.
Here, do it again with like, don't link into it. Here comes.
Okay. Hey.
It's the Mark Knopfler Show, brought to you by Penguin Biscuits. Hey! On today's show, we're going to travel down to Devon, and we're going to meet a guy who's a real-life chimney sweep. Hey! Romeo's Chimney Sweeps. My interview with Romeo, coming right up after this. Hey, take me in, guys. Hey! 4, 3, 2, wait.
He's got the guitar in his hand.
Yeah, I was gonna say the band is actually set up in the middle of the street in the village. He's doing a walk and talk to camera as the band gets smaller behind him.
Then he starts ripping onto that guitar part.
Pretty chuladalupuri.
Dunga dunga dunga, and we just ripping it with the fingers, the chicken picking.
Hey! I'm
waving into the storefronts.
And like, after he asks questions, playing licks.
For sure. Because the band's right there on a flatbed following him around.
Like, fire up.
Oh, man.
Fire up Brothers in Arms or something, and that's playing under the interview that he does with the chimney sweep.
Oh my god. So, no, this is him on site for the interview.
This is the interview.
And it's like a somber deal.
Yeah.
We're here at some war memorial.
Yeah,
okay,
castle.
Here you go. Okay, here we go. No. Oh, I got the album here.
That's all right. This is a good jam, too.
No, hold on. I got it. Here you go. Of course, the start of it's him just opening a riff. Keyboardist on the flatbed.
Like Crush the Bare Naked's doing Lovers in a Dangerous Time.
Yeah. But just crushing it, it sounds all wicked.
Yeah, of course. And there's a second flatbed with the sound guy and a bunch of boards that he's riding.
Yeah.
As they go through tunnels and over hills.
And here you are now walking in the frame.
Hey, I'm Mark Knopfler. Welcome to Walks of Life.
Talking in between the licks.
Today, I'm going to interview a groundskeeper at a castle for sale on the Isle of Man. Check it.
These mist
covers. Start singing it.
While the guest is standing there waiting for him to ask a question. He's so dumb.
The guy's like standing there. Just wait.
Hey. Hang on now.
Someday
oh, I just stumbled upon a website called Castle for Sale.
Oh my god. Okay, want to do another one?
Yeah.
Like a different song? Okay, here we go.
Hmm. Hey, it's Mark Knopfler Show. Hey. Today I've traveled up to Newcastle to interview an ambulance driver. Check it out.
He's seeing him driving through the town. This time he's on the flatbed.
Are they doing B-roll of the ambulance driver, like, driving people to the hospital, and he's playing in the back of the hospital, back of the like, ambulance?
He's, like, throwing a pick to one of the paramedics.
Why is this so funny? By the way, this whole record is just outrageous. Like, what do you think if Mark Knopfler saw Freddie or Frankie from Frankie Goes to Hollywood backstage at the AMAs or the Brits or whatever, what do you think that interaction's like?
It'd be probably stoked. They'd probably be hanging.
You think?
Oh, for sure, man. Definitely. It'd be great. Yeah. Yeah.
You don't think Mark would, like, look down his nose at someone like that? Like, do you think Knopfler and Boy George would hang? Or do you think for everyone who's kind of made it to that level, it's like, yeah, we made it.
I know, but Frankie Goes to Hollywood really kind of were kind of like industrial before industrial in a sense, the way that they hit and affected clubs in that scene. So they were respected for sure in that regard as like a kind of a very iconic band.
I didn't know that.
Definitely. For
Do
sure.
they have a song other than Relax?
Probably. I can't come think of one at the moment, but I'm sure there's more. But I know that, you know, they were important for sure.
Hey!
Hey!
And if you have some time, go on castlesforsale.com or whatever it is. There's English castles in the countryside for sale, like the Sting and Trudy Styler website, where when they're looking to pick up a castle and they have 11 million euros to drop.
Like a castle, though. And it's, I guess it depends, like they're all over the place, just scattered.
Just legit.
Imagine the
castles.
Or ones that are already done that are lived in.
Yeah. Yeah. They're from the 1800s and masks buy them and live in them. Like, can I have some egg and beans, people?
Oh, man, yeah. It's like, yeah, man. That's that kind of that high crust, man. Heavy crust people.
Find a castle to weekend in.
Oh, ridiculous. Like, let's go into the maze. Let's have a walk through the maze.
I don't know why you'd want a maze on your property.
Let's chase some foxes about and blow a trumpet.
Right, all that shit.
What's the trumpet part? Have some crumpets.
They get the dogs going, I guess, to chase the fox out.
They use a trumpet for that?
There's a trumpet burling, yeah. Up, boys, let's get the trumpet!
How do you know that?
I don't know, just remembers seeing it. Just like the idea of it, stories about it, watching it on TV and movies. Oh, that's good stuff. How about this jam?
Yeah, you remember. There's another 86er? Say You, Say Me from White Nights.
Oh, that was fast, very fast.
I had a dream, I had an awesome dream. Who is it, Lionel and who?
I don't know. Just says Lionel Richie here.
I know what was weird about this song is a super weird time change. The cold shower on the slow dance comes out of nowhere, right?
The breaks, or the, let's see.
It speeds up. No, not yet. Comes out of nowhere and it's the worst buzzkill.
Here's going into the bridge here. It's gotta happen here.
Hit the high note, Lionel.
It does drop.
Nice little run, Lionel. It was a masquerade.
He's breaking it down here.
Not yet, wait for it.
It's gotta be happening here.
Nope.
Still rolling, bud. Only a minute and a half left.
I know, it's coming.
Some Commodores action here.
He's just getting right into things in the slow dance. And then he's gonna ruin it.
Oh, here it is. Yeah, it's the finish on. Last minute.
Why would they do that?
We just thought it would be horny. Like I said, everybody had these weird bits on the ends of the beginnings of their songs at that time.
And then they slow down again.
Yeah.
Slow down again.
Yeah, it's enough.
Well, what do you do if you're in a slow dance with that special someone and then that fast part starts? What are you supposed to do?
Shaking it. You shake it. Go. How about this one?
Simply Irresistible, Robert Palmer.
Addicted to Love, the first single. But yeah, same album, I think.
What was his deal? I didn't like him.
Tony Thompson on the drums, I think. I hope.
What is his deal?
I don't know. He was just like one of those classic British soul style guys that went kind of had some pop hits and got huge. And then he hacked too many darts and he died.
So he didn't come from another band or anything. He wasn't part of a super band.
No, but I think he was like a singer around and probably made his way up from somewhere. Not a big knower of the Robert Palmer stuff.
It was Brian Ferry. He was in another band, right?
Yes.
Slave
Roxy
to Love?
Music.
Roxy Music. Music.
Yeah.
Was Roxy Music yacht rock?
I wouldn't say. No. What about this one? Oh, it didn't. Oh, no! We got that. You do this one?
Small Town, John Cougarbell Camp.
Yeah. Okay, go back to this one here. Fancy intros. Expanded version again. so it's probably not the single version until now, maybe.
Holding Back the Years, Simply Red. There yeah, it is. Yeah, wow. Yeah, and you, that was close. Like
all these weird intros. Okay, here's the...
By the way, Jer, I heard on the radio the other day, it was like one of those playing down the hottest hits of 1986, probably, and they played Jack and Diane. And as yeah. written originally, Jack was supposed to be black and Diane was supposed to be white. And it had that really? Kind of layer at the time. And I think the record label told John Cougar Mellencamp that that wouldn't fly. So that aspect of the song was dropped by the time it got cut. I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
There you go. That's why them sucking on a chili dog outside the Tasty Freeze would have been so relevant or interesting or of note. Because I did always wonder why. There's nothing too untoward about what Jack and Diane are doing. It sounds like pretty typical teen stuff.
Yeah, that's why I figured it was like taken in so easily, because it's anybody can kind of imagine that scene.
Yeah,
of like, you know, normal
sucking on a chili dog.
How about this one?
Come on, yeah, you got me on a dare.
Yeah, there you go.
Wow. Is that Falco?
Yeah.
Falco had another jam too, didn't he?
I'm sure. It's German.
Like, how does jam. This song break through for a fleeting moment?
For come the on, guten talking garden.
Falco and Taco are two head scratchers.
Here's another one.
Oh, der Kommissar, uh-oh. That was Falco.
Another extension here. Someone walking down the street.
West End Girls, Pet Shop Boys.
Oh, wow, that was fast.
And that's from town
in the dead of in a restaurant.
Call the police. There's a madman around. In a western town, a dead end wild.
How did you go to... You just went to one night in Bangkok all of a sudden.
Did I? Bangkok. Oriental setting. That same sort of stuffed yeah. up nose stuff.
Yeah. Maybe too much cack before the take.
I love the 86 jams.
It's a crazy year for memorable songs.
Do you remember them?
Sure.
Invisible Touch.
This one?
Bananarama. Venus. Made famous in recent years by the, was it Gillette? Lady Razors?
Probably. This one's more tricky. Tricky off the top.
No, Heart, These Dreams.
Oh, man.
That's what I'm see, saying. This is the music pocket. Of my people.
Okay, here. Tricky start.
What you want, in excess, what you need.
Yeah, there you go.
He went out hard, that math.
You think?
Yeah. Like, bless his heart. Maybe the hardest possible.
Okay.
Don't Dream It's Over, Cutting Crew. Crowded House.
Crowded House.
One of the maps was from yeah. Dartmouth.
No, Cutting Crew was Canadian.
Oh, Neil something.
Crowded House were the Finn brothers.
Right. From New Zealand?
Like Split Ends. From Australia or New Zealand.
Hello,
I think Australia.
That's
anyway,
a good hit
that's
to
a
note.
Great song. This is a great jam.
Very sure. untraditional verses.
And then your favorite conga, your favorite walk-up jam from the Expos.
Yeah.
Do a walk-up jam for old times.
Next batter, prochain batter, numéro 10, number 10, André Darsen.
Swinging the bat, getting all ready.
With Yuppie in the background. This is a good song to take us home, bud. Good chatting.
Okay. Chatting, bud.
Chatting, bud.